Ezekiel chapter 26. And it came to pass in the 11th year of Zedekiah, 3539 AH, 503 BC, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyrus has said against Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken who was the gates of the people, she has turned to me. I shall be replenished, now she is laid waste. Therefore this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I am against you, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against you, as the sea causes his waves to come up. And they will destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers, I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. It will be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea, because I have spoken it, says the Lord God Jehovah. And it will become a spoil to the nations. And her daughters which are in the field will be killed by the sword, and they will know that I am the Lord Jehovah. Because this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. Indeed, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, a king of kings, from the north, with horses, and with chariots, and with horsemen, and companies, and much people. He will kill with the sword your daughters in the field. And he will make a fort against you, and cast a mount against you, and lift up the armor against you. And he will set engines of war against your walls, and with his axes he will break down your towers. Because of the abundance of his horses their dust will cover you. Your walls will shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wheels, and of the chariots, when he enters into your gates, as men enter into a city in which a breach is made. With the hooves of his horses he will tread down all your streets. He will kill your people by the sword, and your strong garrisons will go down to the ground. And they will make a spoil of your riches, and make a prey of your merchandise, and they will break down your walls, and destroy your pleasant houses, and they will lay your stones and your timber and your dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of your songs to cease, and the sound of your harps shall be heard no more. And I will make you like the top of a rock, you will be a place to spread nets upon, you shall be built no more. Because I, the Lord Jehovah, have spoken it, says the Lord God Jehovah. This is what the Lord God Jehovah says to Tyrus. Shall not the islands shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in your midst? Then all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put off their embroidered clothes. They will clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit upon the ground, and will tremble at every moment, and be astonished at you. And they will mourn for you, and say to you, How you are destroyed, who was lived in by seafaring men, the renowned city, which was strong in the sea, she and those who live in her, who cause their terror to be on all who haunt it. Now the islands will tremble in the day of your fall. Yes, the islands that are in the sea shall be troubled at your departure. Because this is what the Lord God Jehovah says. When I shall make you a desolate city, like the cities that are not lived in, when I shall bring up the deep upon you, and great waters will cover you. When I shall bring you down with them who descend into the pit, with the people of old time, and shall set you in the lower parts of the earth, in places desolate of old, with those who go down to the pit, that you not be lived in. And I shall set glory in the land of the living. I will make you a terror, and you will be no more. Though you are sought for, yet you will never be found again, says the Lord God Jehovah.